Yes, I mean, okay. Huh? 现在可以开了。 你不要开声音，你要开 EFT。 High tech, buddy. High technology.
Now we're going to start, right?
Yes.
Now we're going to start. I'm not going to start this time. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. So the deal is simple, sir. The power, power, and the light is on, right? So, you do that, you go and what? That power means here. Power means calm, or unshakable. The light is on me, what up, remainder. So, we mean, every day we're in, you must be that sound here again. Is a fear. So we can also use Kala Pamitan here. How can we do that? Huh?
No, yeah. Okay, 今天, 孙子要继续讲解释这个第六个偈颂，就是 Tassa Wa Tawara Wa Anawa Tisa. 那第一个呢, Tassa, Tassa 的意思是恐惧, Tawara 的意思是坚定。 然后还有一个就是 anawatesa 的意思，就是没有任何剩余的意思。 那他在呢？这里呢，我们是解释恐惧，但它有另外两个意思呢。第一个是 sabaya 的意思就是恐惧，然后第二个呢是 satanha 它的意思是渴望。所以呢，众生他们是有恐惧和渴望的。 那当我们说恐惧的话呢，凡人还有入流者，而异来者呢，他们是有恐惧的。 那如果我们说渴望的话呢，那只有阿罗汉呢，他是没有渴望的。 他可以断除他的渴望。所以呢，在这部电影里面，他讲到众生有恐惧的话呢，他的意思是包含，就是说一切的凡人，入流者和异来者，他们的恐惧。 那恐惧有很多种。 那根据佛陀的教法呢，有四种恐惧。
Or when seeing fearful object, or hearing smelling, tasting, touching fearful object, then fear is wrong. That kind of fear is called Aramana Daya.
Mandy, sorry, Mandy.
Okay, so.
There's one part missing because there is no connection.
No. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Pulsion. Tiaren, Naren, Tetien, Taken, Tiafuten. Tiami, Eliza. Tiami, Eliza. Then I don't care if it's called Aramana Pega. The Tia produced by Tiafu Object.
Mm. 好，第一种呢，就是当一个人他看到、听到、尝到或是碰到恐怖的目标的话呢，他的那个恐惧或是他的那个恐惧会升起，那这种叫做阿拉曼纳巴亚，就是因为那个目标，因为恐怖的目标，所以他升起这种恐惧。
So now, the other one is called Tito de la Sabaya.Because mine is fear. And now they kind of calling you more of a vocabulary, many different types of fear and things. So this is my mind.
那第二种呢是心里自然会产生这种恐惧。那就有说呢，在我们现在的社会呢，很多人他们心里都会升起不同种类的恐惧感。
For example, fear of darkness, fear of tiredness, and many different things.
那比方说有些人他害怕黑暗，有些人他害怕宁静，这一种呢也是算是第二种害怕恐惧。
So we talk about step up. So we have to remember these two. Aramana Bhaya and Tirudasa Bhaya.
那当我们讲这个塔萨恐惧的时候呢，尊者说我们要记得这两种。这两种种类。
So the remaining two were not included here. I don't have to say the remaining two, right? But it's Sahasapapaya, meaning moral fear. Sometimes we will hesitate to do bad things, evil things, to the form of moral fear.
那第三种呢是就是害这种害怕那种道德的那种害怕，比方说。当你要做坏事或是做恶事的时候，你会有恐惧啊，这是第三种恐惧或是害怕。
The last one is called Jnana Bhaya, that means the fear of losing sight, wisdom. We also translate as sense of urgency, sorry that.
那最后一种恐惧或是害怕呢，是因为有智慧，因为智慧的关系。比方说我们讲的恐惧感，它是属于这第四种类的恐惧或是害怕。
So here we say fear, the living being who fear, that means the living being who has fear of objects, anxiety of objects, or money fear. This is, it can be for any people, Salatana or Sagaragami.
那在这里呢，这部经讲的众生的恐惧，它只是包括了第一种，就是他们对于目标恐怖的目标的恐惧，还有第二种他们的心的里面的恐惧。那它只是包含了就是凡人出果还有异来者而已。
Hello? Can you hear me? Okay. Okay. Okay, so now we say Tawara. Then we can say two different things now again. So, Pihita Daya, then it's free from fear or abandoning fear. The other one is Pihita Dana, abandoning craving or free from craving.
So,
when we say Sahina Daya, so you speak from Tia or Manan Tia, that means Anagami. And I'll have two know about that.
那第一种呢, 当我们说舍弃的恐惧呢, 已经舍弃的恐惧呢, 它包括了, 布莱者和阿罗汉。
Then, who is the abandoning craving? Then you only have that.
那当我们说已经舍弃的渴望呢, 它只是包括了阿罗汉而已。
So, you know, we have to put a little bit of that. And then, you can't remember that. But when someone attains an agami sadhana through generation, he'll have this no fear. Why? They are free from fear. That means they have already eradicated hatred. No despair, no more crying, right? Very, very good.
那当我们说没有这个嗔恨的话呢, 它包括它, 就是它没有担心, 没有躁郁, 它没有, 它不会再哭, 它没有苦, 它没有烦, 苦恼,
嗯。 May all the living beings through the fear be free from selfish. May all the living beings through fear be happy. Right? It's not really meta like that. Then again, may all the living beings, those who are free from fear, without fear, be happy. It's not really meta like that.
那在这里呢，如果说你要散播慈心的话呢，第一个是你会愿所有没有恐惧的众生幸福，那第二呢，你可以愿所有有恐惧的众生幸福，那第二句呢，你可以愿所有没有恐惧的众生幸福。
Mahanda, Maji Mada, Kata Anuga Tula. Very long sentence. Also very long explanation.
然后呢，在这个第六个偈颂里面的第二部呢， 它的意思呢是长的或大的、中的、短的、细的或粗的。 那真的说呢，这里的解释也是很长。
So in the living being, we divide into two types of living beings. Now, we can divide into three types of living beings.
那刚开始的时候呢，尊者解释是把众生分成两种一组，那现在呢，他要把它分成三种一组。
So in the very beginning we say fear and without fear. Now we have to divide into three categories of living beings.
那刚刚呢，他解释呢是有恐惧和没有恐惧的众生。 那现在呢，它分着三种种类的众生一组。
So yes, Vigami, long body, like a snake. There are some fishes in the ocean also, long body, right? So we can really make that to a living beings that have very long body.
那第一个呢是 diga 是长，长的意思就比方说长的像蛇或是好像海里面的鱼，它们也是很长的，就是当我们要上钩持心的话呢，我们可以上钩持心给这长的众生。
Then again, Nathima, medium size. That's all under two or count that kind of Indian. Not very long, the medium size.
那第二呢是 Majima. Majima 的意思它是中等，比如说牛或是公牛等，就是很长的众生。
So now finally we have Rasa, very short. So then you...Then small you can
see everyone talking about the spirit of the one, very short, little bit. 那第三种呢是 Rasa, 是短的，很短的，很小的众生。比方说你看到的松鼠，就是说日常生活中你都会看到的。
So the word you already met by the word, may long living beings be happy.
那我们可以向三波持心给他们，那愿很长的众生幸福，愿中等的众生幸福，愿很小的众生幸福。
Then similarly, we have another one, Mahanda. Mahanda is very big size. So some of the things are very big size, right?
那还有另外一组呢是马罕达，马罕达是大的意思，比方说在海洋中的鱼或是比方说大象，它们是很大的动物。那同样的呢，我们也有马吉玛，就是中等的。然后还有阿努是它的体积很小的那些，比如很小的众生，比如说他们藏在布里面啊，那种很小的。众生用肉眼是看不到的，这是阿努。
So two years ago, we had some question, right? So we really met that one, mosquito. Right? Now you have mentioned even very small insects, very small bacteria, we have to retain with that. Okay.
那就是说几天前有人问了一个问题，我们应该散播慈心给蚊子吗？那真的说呢，在这里已经说了，就算是很小的昆虫或是很小的细菌，我们也是要散播慈心给他们。
So here we can already admit that may all these living beings be happy, and may many living beings be happy, or may very small living beings be happy.
那这里呢，我们是这样子散播慈心的，愿很大的众生幸福，愿中等的众生幸福，愿很小的众生幸福。
Then finally, we have Luna Pula, right? Yeah, Luna means very fat. So if you say fat in the wrong shape, right?
OK, 那还有另外一组呢是图拉，图拉是很肥胖，那尊者说肥胖呢可以是应该是圆形的吗？
So,
尊者说你可以很容易就可以想象他们的形状应该是圆形的。然后还有呢吉玛就是中等型的，还有阿努就是小。
So, here again, for example, like a follow, we have a set of things, right? For example, like a long tail, right? You can say, it's very good title, you can say, magic, right? Tula, right? So, then maybe a side will be Majima, then smaller side will be Anu.
那尊者说呢，这里我们这样散播慈心哦， 如果它是很胖的很大，它大型的我们就讲它是猪啦。如果是中等型，我们讲马吉玛。如果它是很瘦小型的，我们讲阿弥。
Okay, now, for example, the living matter, who are the living beings? May all the ten living beings be happy, or may many living beings be happy, or may ten living beings be happy.
那这里呢，我们讲三波慈心，愿很胖的众生幸福，愿中等型的众生幸福，那愿很瘦小型的众生幸福。
Divide into three living beings. In Greek, we have to relate matter to all living beings. But here, Buddha makes different living beings.
简单来说呢，我们是把众生分成一组三类。但是呢，其实三波慈心呢是要三波给所有的众生，只是在这里呢，佛陀把他们分类成不同组。
Now then we have again two living beings. Next chapter, Bhikkhu wa eva adhika eva tuve prasanti avidure buddha wa sambhuyasi wa sarvasadha bhavantu sukhidata.
那现在我们真的解释第七个偈颂。第七个偈颂呢，讲的是凡是见到的或没见到的，住在远方或近处的，已生的或寻求出生的，愿一切有情自有其乐。那在这一段呢，佛陀是把众生分成两种众生一组。
So here we have to talk about Bhikkhu and Adhika. Bhikkhu means seen or visible living being. Adhika means unseen or invisible living being.
那第一啊，见到的众生。阿迪达呢是没见到的众生。
Can it be given in small or big? Sometimes it's given very far for us, we cannot see us. In near we can see, very far we cannot see. So as long as we cannot see with our naked eye, it will be Adhika and see. So as long as we can see with our naked eye, we can see this is seen or we can see this.
那在这里呢，它的分类它就不讲说是大或者小的众生，那只要是有一些众生他们很远，那我们看不到他，我们的肉眼看不到的，我们就讲他是阿迪达，没见到的。那如果我们的肉眼见得到的呢，我们就讲他是迪达见到的。那就是说有时候一些众生也是很靠近我们，但是只要我们肉眼看不到的就算是看不到。
So if we summarize, yeah, two types of living beings, we have very meta, equally. May all visible living beings or seen living beings be happy, or may all invisible living beings or unseen living beings be happy.
那这两组众生呢，我们讲三波慈心呢，那愿看得见得到的众生幸福，愿见不到的众生幸福。
Before the training, do they want to study our way? I have to introduce basic meditation again.
那就是说，在他还没有接受解释这个住在远方、近方的这个部分呢，他先要解释基础的禅修方法。
So in my previous Dhamma talk, I have already explained how to break down the barrier.
那在上一个开始呢，尊者有解释如何破除界限。
Now, how to expand the distance?
在这里呢，我们要怎么样扩大我们散播慈心的范围？
So for beginner, we are going to expand our area of religion maker. We also have to expand the light of wisdom. For example, what just enough, we have to expand the light part. And under the light, we have to visualize all our living beings.
对一个初学者呢，如果首先呢，你需要把那个范围扩大。那比方说，我们首先要把我们的这个智慧之光呢，扩大到越来越大的范围。比方说，你是修白片的话，那你的白片的那个光的那个范围呢，你要扩大出去啊，这样子。说，当你慢慢扩大你的那个光的范围，在你的光里面呢，你就可以看到那些众生从近到远，一点一点这样子扩出去，然后呢，你再发慈心给他们。
So, how far should we extend our light, and how far should we really make that?
那尊者问说，我们到底要扩，把我们这个光呢扩大到多大的范围？好，然后我们的慈心呢，到底要发到散播到多远？那这个呢是要看我们的这个光的力量。如果说我们的这个智慧之光呢，我们的光是很强很亮的话呢，我们就可以扩得越来越远。然后我们散播慈心呢，也可以扩到很散播的很远。
Then, I need you also more common sense in Meta, right? So that's in Maya, Vishaya, and so on.
那尊者说呢，你们也是他说你们应该懂得如何诵这个慈心，对吗？在慈心里面，我们有念这个，比如 Prati Maya Vishaya， 比如东方这样子。
So, let me in the very beginning.When we start our life, only one direction, east, to the east. The other, extending the light, under the light again, we have time to see all the living beings, or have to really make us, from near to far.
那首先呢，开始的时候呢，你应该把你的光扩向一个方向，扩向东边。那当你的光扩出去过后呢，在你的光里面，当你看到的那些众生呢，你就可以发散播慈心给他们，从近到远。
Similarly, we have to continue west to the west, to the north, to the south, the all four corners, up and down, all ten directions, one by one.
那同样的呢，你也要这样子做呢，把散播慈心到西方、北方。南方那个四个角落，上方、下方十个方向。
So in any direction, we have really let us from near to far after extending the light.
那在每一个方向呢，你都要散播慈心。就是当你把你的光扩出去后呢，你就要从散播慈心从近到远。
So here in the middle of the dimension.Do they want something? How do they mean far? How do they mean near? So you don't understand. We have to really make them to very far first. How they come to near, right?
那尊者说呢，在这部经里面呢，第七个偈颂他有说住在远方或近方，他是先说远方，所以我们可能会以为先散播慈心给远方的众生，在近方其实不是，应该是从近到远的众生。
So here we have to know one more thing.This is that we have the aura.、The aura is only Desana Kama. Desana Kama means the aura of discord. Not Satipati Kama. Satipati Kama means the aura of time. This is why again, the one is the aura of discord, not the aura of time. We must be careful.
那尊者说呢，在这里有一样东西我们要懂，就是说这个呢是根据我们的这部经它的次序，但是呢如果我们修行的话呢，我们是要根据我们修行的次序，所以他说在这一方面呢我们要注意。
好的，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好，你好， want you to also ask the same question. For example, Vasik Shamasutta. There are many simple texts. As you can see, so should we start from the very beginning, Anapanasati? Or is it Asakasu, we have to go next chapter, next chapter like this? Or we have to do all of four together?
那智者说呢，这里他要解释多一点，就是说，因为有很多人呢都会问一些很多问题，比方说大念出经，那在大念出经里面呢，他有很多修习的方法，那他们就会问，那我是不是要从大念出经的开始修起？比方说我先修安般念，然后再接上去下一个业处，下一个业处，或是呢我。四个月初呢，都全部一起修。
Okay, so now, again, this sutta is only different from the order of this course. It doesn't mean we have to write Anapanasati first, Shiva Sutta 2, we have to do next chapter, next chapter, not like that.
那尊者说呢，在这部经里面，他讲的是，是根据经的。次序不是说你一定要从安般念入出几念修起，然后再接上下一个，再下一个。那同样呢，在这词词经里面，同样的在。刚才他也是这部电影是讲到说住在远方或近方，所以这个呢，它是根据经的次序来讲的。
Okay, now we could have just about do it. How do we do it? Do we mean the living beings that live outside our body or our compound, the village, town, city, country, continent, or universe? These are called.
那 Duri 呢，在这里 Duri 是什么意思呢？ Duri 是在远方，就是说在我们身体外的众生，比方说我们的身体外，在我们的村落外、城市、国家或是宇宙之外的众生，都叫做 Duri。那阿维多瑞的意思呢，就是住在近处的众生，比方在我们身体里面的，慢慢越来越远。
So that's why when we are going to really matter, so that's why we have to fall. I think we have to combine together. We all living beings, we are all far. We happy, for example. So here, right? So we just.You want to find me, then you will have the habit.
那当我们要散播慈心的话呢，我们一般就是从近散播慈心啊，从近到远的众生。但是呢，我们也可以把近跟远合在一起，就是说我们愿近或远的众生幸福。所以说这样子是不是会比较容易？因为如果你要一个一个散播慈心，愿近的众生。幸福，愿远的众生幸福。那你，他说你就会头痛，因为有很多要做。那就是说呢，对于缅甸人来说呢，他们有很容易散播慈心的方法，因为在之前的那个僧团他们的那个吉吉大巴山上的那个会议的时候呢，就有一个一个禅师呢，他就做了一个很短的，就是捷径，他做了一段很短的这个诗，关于这个散播慈心的。
I have already explained Buddha and Sangha
with you.
And now I have
to repeat. 那上一个 上一个开示呢，孙子也是解释了这个布达还有三宝维系。那尊者说呢，这里呢，他也要再用以这个 Buddha 跟 Sambhavisi 来分类众生，因为根据众生的投生，或是他投生的哪一个刹那，我们可以把众生分为 Buddha 或是 Sambhavisi。
So there are four types of parts or four types of living beings according to their path mode.
那这里呢有四种众生，就是根据他们的投生，我们可以把它分成四种类。
So in Bali we call the first one, in Bali we call Jalabhuta or we also call Gavateva. Born from mother womb.
那第一种呢叫做 Jalabhuta， 它的意思呢是它是胎生的众生。那第二种呢是 Andhra， 它是卵生的。那第三种呢它是四生的 Sankhedeja。那还有最后一种呢是 Obabhadika， 它是化身的。
So these are four types of living beings according to their rebirth mode. We can have different types of Buddha and Sambhavisi.
那这四种众生呢，他们这四种力呢，他们是根据他们投生的那个刹那的。所以呢，我们可以把它分类成布达或是三宝维系。
So then we have Buddha, right? And some of them have Buddha. Buddha means for Ali Palwa, Jala Buddha. Then we have the Driva and Mara. After Mara is one, this is called Buddha.
那刚刚我们讲的这个布达，布达它的意思是以身。那 Buddha 如果说是胎生，母亲已经把孩子生下来了，那个叫做 Buddha。
So what about how the child is born from egg? But that kind of living being, how the breaking the egg, come out from the egg, that is called Buddha.
那第二种卵生呢？比方说鸡蛋，如果那个小鸡已经从那个蛋生出来了，它已经破了那个蛋出来的话，我们也叫做 Buddha。就是已生的众生，已经生出来的众生。
We can also say the first moment is called Buddha. The first moment will be Sambhavisi in the future world.
那第三种师生的众生的世生。如果是第二个刹那呢，他们就是叫做布达，就是以身众生。如果是第一个刹那呢，他们是三宝维系，就是说等一下他才解释三宝维系。
Similarly, some of them are born living beings, we call Obabhadika, for example, Deva, Brahma, and some of the Veda also, Pooh also. Then, the second maimon is called Buddha, the first maimon is called Sambhavisi.
那第四种化身众生呢，比方说天神啊，梵天神或是鬼道众生，他们是化身的，他们的生命的第二个刹那呢，他们叫做布达，就是已生众生。如果是第一个心智刹那呢，他们是叫做三宝维系。
Yeah, Buddha also means those who will never be reborn, like Arhat, also being called Buddha. So all other living beings, except Arhat, will be.
那 Buddha 的意思呢也可以，它有另外一个意思，就是说他们不会再投生。那只有阿罗汉他是属于只有阿罗汉他不会再投生，所以他是 Buddha。 那除了阿罗汉呢，其他的众生呢都是 Sambhavisi。
So now we all have no harm really in our life. So just do the same. I don't have to explain the same thing, just believe.
我真的说呢，这里呢，你们应该也知道如何散播慈心的，对吗？因为他昨天也有解释
了。
那现在尊者呢，他要解释这个慈心的第八个偈颂。就是说呢，不要有人欺骗他人，不要轻视任何地方的任何人，不要以愤怒、嗔恚想而彼此希望对方受苦。那第一句呢，那帕罗帕拉尼古贝塔，它的意思呢，就是不要有人欺骗他人。
We can also say misleading other people. May one not mislead another.
这里的意思呢，也可以想说，我们不要去误导其他人。
Nadi manita, here is not problem. Nadi manita, may one not respond another. That is, may one not look down about another.
那第二句呢，这个是 Nadi Manita， 它的意思呢就是不要轻视任何人。
In our previous religion meta, we also mentioned Nia and Pa and Samurai, right? Also mentioned the blade. But here also what I mentioned, secondly, everywhere. In everywhere, may one not deceive another. Everywhere, may one not.
那刚才呢？刚才那一段偈颂呢，佛陀有讲到近跟远方，所以他也是有讲到那个地方。那在这里呢 ，katachi 的意思，它是指任何地方。所以当散播慈心的时候呢，你应该说不要欺骗任何地方的人，也不要轻视任何地方的人。
The problem is very clear, right? If we cheat other people, if we deceive, or if we mislead many people, then we don't have metta. Very clear.
那第一句呢是很清楚的。如果说呢我们欺骗他人或是误导他人的话呢，这个我们可以说是没有慈心。
If we look down upon other people, so we don't have metta. It's very clear, right?
那当我们轻视任何人的话呢，这个也是很清楚的，是没有慈心的。
所以要，所以我们讲三个字，安在是 everywhere， right？ 就是经历 everywhere， 就是 any open space， any village， province， or in the midst of religion， in the midst of many people， this is also called everywhere。
那卡扎基呢？任何地方呢？它也包括，比方说一个空间，或是一个村落、一个省，或是在我们的亲戚中，或是在我们的族群中，它都算是卡扎基任何地方。
We sometimes refer to the place. In our place, we are very proud, right? Other place, we cannot be that much proud.
尊者说呢，很多时候我们也是选地方，比方说如果在我们自己的地方我们就会很骄傲，但是在别人的地方呢我们就不敢骄傲。
Now vertically, so you can follow your Chinese key, right? I can follow my body key.
尊者说呢，现在呢可能你实际上呢你是对于你的中文你会觉得很骄傲，而尊者呢对于他的缅语呢他也是会感到很骄傲。
So that means you have different skills. Then if we look down upon others, that means we don't let the other people do.
那尊者说呢，我们每个人都有自己的技巧，但是呢，如果因为有技巧，我们看低别人，我们看不起别人的话呢，这个也是叫做不尊重别人。
Then,Nothing to do with what I mentioned there. Nothing to do with anybody. It can be the king, it can be Brahmin community, the Pautoya community, and Orimbasi. These are called Pinati. It can be any relative.
那家眷人呢？亲戚，亲戚的意思就是啊、任何人。那在这里呢，它可以指啊、国王，或是婆罗门，或是任何在家人，任何一种众生，都是亲戚。为什么尊者说为什么佛陀要这样子说呢？很有趣，对吗？因为呢，在佛陀的时候呢，很多婆罗门他们都会轻视其他的种族的。
So they believe that they are born from Brahman's mouth, that they are the highest.
因为他们相信，婆罗门他们相信他们是从这个梵天的口中出世的，所以他们都会轻视其他族人。那还有一种叫做卡迪亚，他们相信他们是从他的这个肺部这边生出世的，这个胸膛这边，所以呢，他们是属于第二等的族人。
So they are born from Bora, the Brahma, Kusha, Kinsa. Right? Kinsa, right? And the food.
Kinsa, the food.
How do you call that? Kinsa, the food. You talk about food. Kinsa, right? Take a moment.
他在这里呢，佛陀他也有讲到这个出家人。那出家人呢，因为在佛陀的指导之下呢，他们出家，所以呢，在古时候他们相信呢，出家人呢是出世在这个脚板上的，不是脚底，是脚板上。所以呢，那时候呢，那些婆罗门他们也会看不起出家人，因为是比较低的。
So you have to mention Tadi Deyan or Safari Deyan, rich or poor, Tobi, and Living Deyan.
那在这里也讲到快乐和受苦的众生，富裕跟贫穷的众生，他们所以呢都包括了所有的众生。
Then, okay, now, we got our people, we got our body, what? Bayara Tana. Bayara Tana means a reason or hatred.
那下一个巴利文是 Vyaro Sanya， 它的意思呢就是愤怒或是嗔恚。
So we are also going to introduce maybe some classifications of the Pali word. If we show our anger, bodily, barbary, and mentally, these are also called abusing, right?
那尊者说呢，他要解释一些巴利文呢，在这里呢，如果一个人呢，他通过身语意表现出他的愤怒的话呢，我们也可以说他就是比如萨尼亚，就是愤怒或者嗔恚。尤其是呢，第一两种。也就是说，通过身或语呢表现出愤怒或者嗔恚呢，我们可以讲它是比亚罗三藐。
Then we will have 35 三藐，a sense of anger or hatred.
然后还有这个 Badigasanya， 它的意思呢就是愤怒或是嗔恚想。
So we have the conditions of anger. For example, if someone destroys our process or our personification, then we will take that kind of action, right?
那这里呢，尊者要讲关于这个嗔恚啊、嗔心啊，他的这个状况。比方说，有人呢，他破坏了我们的利益或是我们的东西的话呢，我们就会升起嗔心，对吗？
Especially we may have we remember the past. In the past, he has done something harmful for me, harmful to me. Then, anger may arise.
你看，尤其是呢，有时候我们会记起说，我在过去呢，他做了对不起我的事情啊。那个时候呢，一想起你就会升起嗔心、嗔恚。
So on the other, we say if someone is doing something happened for us, or something happened to us, in the present moment also, we will get angry, we will take that kind of us.
那同样的呢，如果当下现在有人呢，他对你伤害了你，做了对不起你的事情呢，你就会升起嗔心，然后你会嗔恨那个人。
Therefore, if we know someone makes something very harmful to us in the future, we will be unable to handle it.
那如果是未来呢？比方说，我们知道这个人未来呢，他会做伤害我的事情，那时候呢，这个愤怒或者嗔心也会升起。
Sometimes not ourselves, it's our friends, our family. So if someone makes problem, or someone has already made something harmful to our family, or our friends, or somebody very close to us, we will take that kind of action.
那有时候呢，不是关于我们，有时候是关于到我们的朋友或是我们的家庭。比方说，有人他们做了伤害我们的朋友的事情，或是家人的事情，那时候我们也会生气。同样的就是现在、未来，只要是跟我们亲爱的有关系的。
They make something very beneficial to our, for our enemies. So that kind of people, right?
那有时候呢，有些人他们做了对我们的敌人有利益的事情，那时候呢，我们也是会生气的。
Okay, that's very good. Good.
那同样的，过去、现在、未来，都是会有这样子的状况。
So that's why in Buddha teaching we have nine.
那所以呢，在佛陀的教法里面呢，他有讲到九种基础，就是九种状况呢，让我们的嗔心升起。那第一组呢，是针对着我们自己，比方说，在过去有人对我们做了伤害的事情，那过去、现在、未来啊，这三种状况嗔心会升起。那第二组呢，是对于我们的。比如我们的亲戚、我们的家人、我们的朋友，或是我们亲爱的人，是过去、现在、未来，如果有人造成他们的伤害，我们也会升起嗔心。那最后一组呢，是我们的敌人，也是过去、现在和未来。
Then finally, we have anya manyasa dukkha nitya. You mentioned not anya manyasa dukkha nitya. That means may one not wish another to be unhappy.
那最后一句呢是那阿念玛念萨杜卡米切耶，这一个呢就是不要彼此希望对方受苦。
So there are some Then you can down, you know what we know now. May one not deceive or cheat another. May one not despise or the wrath upon another. Anyway, alright. So finally, you have may one not look another to be happy.
所以这一句偈颂的第八句颂，它的意思就是呢，我们要愿不要有人欺骗他人不要有人呢轻视任何人，就是任何地方任何人。那同样的还有最后一句，就是不要彼此希望对方受苦。
So, actually there are many other ways already in the matter, but this is the last, the reason will be the last part.We have black as being hungry every
minute. 尊者说呢，其实有很多散播慈心的方法。那现在讲的这一个偈颂呢，是这部慈心最后佛陀最后解释如何散播慈心的方法，最后一个部分。
So, anyway, when we talk about metta, we must be free from hatred or anger.
当我们讲到慈心的话呢，其实我们是要没有嗔恨，没有嗔恨心。
So let me keep on with doing happy. If we know it, how do we feel?
那尊者说呢，比方说如果有人住院，我们不快乐，你会有什么感受呢
？That one, we also have to do the same. We also just like to sound our wish.
那尊者说呢，我们呢不喜欢人家祝愿我们不快乐，同样的，我们自己也不要去祝愿人家不快乐。
So, you know, we say, let's see if we can break down the barrier.Among the living beings, or that is the successful oriented
piano. 尊者有说过呢，当我们能够破除这个界限的时候呢，我们就可以说我们的慈心是成功的。
Okay, now again, if we go to the next part, Madhaya Tani and Buddha. One of them is how should we love all other living beings?
那现在呢，尊者要解释这个第九个偈颂。尊者说呢，这个偈颂是说我们要如何去爱其他的众生呢？
第二面是马达亚塔尼亚布达马尤萨伊达布达曼努勒提伊万迪萨瓦布杰苏马达甘巴维阿布里曼纳。
那在这第九个偈颂呢，他是这样子解释的：正如母亲对待自己的儿子。会以生命保护唯一的儿子，也如此对一切生类培育无量之心。那尊者说呢，如果你只有一个儿子或是一个女儿，你应该会明白什么是慈心，对吗？那在这个偈颂里面已经讲了说，正如母亲对待自己的儿子，他会以生命保护唯一的儿子，也如此对一切生类培育无量之心。
所以啊，一大部的 only son or only daughter。So if you have two or three daughters, or two or three sons, or two or three children, you have to share your life with three brothers, right? It's only done. You have no one to share.
那在这里呢，一颗葡萄，他是说，唯一就是唯一的儿子或是唯一的女儿。那尊者说，如果说你有两三个儿子或是女儿或是孩子的话呢，那你就要平等的分享，对吗？但是如果你只有一个儿子，我呢，那 不需要分享你的爱。
So similarly, he also mentioned her own child, not adopted child.
Yeah.
那真的说，为什么佛陀要这样子给这样子的例子呢？
那 we can find all this information in Anguttara Nikaya. The Buddha said, "Parents are Brahma."
那真的说，这些知识呢，我们可以在真知部里面看到。那佛陀说呢，父母是就如梵天神一样。
Brahma
是说，佛陀为什么父母是梵天呢？
So parents have four sublime guardians. Their grandparents are called Brahma.
因为父母呢，他们有这个四护卫四梵主，所以呢，他们叫做梵天神。
So whether they are feeling good or bad, they would love their children.
因为呢，不管他的孩子是好或是坏呢，父母都会爱他们的孩子。
So my grandmother had only that.My mother, so they have three daughters and one son. Right? That was the name of my grandmother. So, her son is the youngest. Very, very good. My uncle is very good. Driving along, traveling along, everywhere fighting. When somebody talk about my uncle to my grandmother said,I know my son is best, but don't talk to me. I don't look at my son is best. You know, she has like a lot. Okay.
那智者说呢，他的婆婆他有三个女儿，一个儿子。那他的儿子是最年轻的，可是他非常非常的坏，他常常喝酒，然后打架，做很多坏事。那当别人跟他的婆婆说关于他的这个他的儿子说他的这个叔叔或者说他的儿子不好的时候呢，他的婆婆都会说我知道他很坏，可是你不要告诉我，我不要接受。所以尊者说呢，这就是他的婆婆对他的儿子的爱。所以呢，真的说呢，即使他的儿子很坏，但是父母还是不要接受，也不要知道他儿子是坏的。
So then, whether good or bad, we feel love. Feel love, you could feel love all the living, whether good and bad, good or bad, we have made that sure. Right?
不管呢，他们儿子是好或是不好呢，父母还是很爱他。同样的，如果说我们呢，对好或是不好的众生呢，我们都爱他们的话，那我们可以说我们有慈心。
Then, similarly, this is called from Metta. Parents have Metta to their children, that can be called Brahma. The first one.
所以呢，这里我们就如果因为父母他们很爱自己的孩子呢，所以呢，这个是他们的慈心，我们可以叫他们为梵天神。
The parents also have compassion, karuna towards their children. When the children get sickness or something like that, they worry more.
那同样的，父母对于孩子也有悲心。比方说，当孩子生病的时候呢，父母也是会 最担心的。
So they take care of their children, their sons, their uncle called Brahma.
他们会照顾他们的孩子，所以他们叫做梵天僧。
Buddha, right? When children are very successful, they have a very strong education. And that one, they are, because they have Buddha, that one they are also called Brahma.
那父母也是有起心，当他们的孩子有成就的时候呢，父母也是会有很强的那种喜悦，他们也会很生气，所以呢，父母也叫做梵天僧。
Then you know Ubhaka, right? If they can do Bhajan Dhamsa, they will never interfere. They are 25 years old. When they become mature, right? They will never interfere. They are 25 years old.
那乌贝卡就是舍，新的说你们知道是舍吗？就是说当他们的孩子呢能够自立，他们已经成熟，能够自己生活做正常事情的时候呢，父母也是不会去干涉的。这个呢是也不是一种嗔心，它只是一种舍心。
Supadriya means the first teacher. Parents are the first teacher. They will show the world. This is your mother, this is your father, this is the sun, this is the moon. They will start teaching their children. That's when they are the first teacher.
那还有一个巴利文叫 Pupacharya， 也就是说父母呢也是孩子们的第一个导师。他们会教孩子这是父亲，这是母亲，这是星星，这是月亮。所以呢父母也是孩子的第一个导师。
Okay, now finally, Ahuneya, this is also the party of parents. Here I'm calling Ahuneya as a respective. Actually, Ahuneya also means body of our parents, body of Dhamma, in which we offer our parents. We offer everything to our parents, right?
还有一个呢，最后就是阿胡尼亚，他的意思是可敬的。那在这里呢，尊者也说，他也可以解释为他们是值得我们做供养的，就是说我们也可以供养很多东西给我们的父母。
So, I have said, if parents have their own son, they have this old Dhamma guidance. More than that, they will be the first teacher.They are worthy of Dhamma, that's why they are called parents.
尊者说呢，刚才他已经解释了，当父母呢，他们有自己的孩子呢，那父母呢是梵天神，因为他们有四梵住。那同样的，父母是第一个导师，父母是可敬，父母是值得供养的，所以呢，他们叫做父母，叫做我们的父母。
嗯。Many people also ask me, how about Deva? Sometimes we also say, you also have son and brother, right? How many people can we say we have brother and son?
那尊者说有很多人也问尊者，比方说天人，天人他们也有儿子，也有女儿，那我们怎么能说他们是父母呢？
Okay, now we have four types of.
那根据佛陀的教法呢，有四种儿子或是女儿。
The first one is Adaraja, this is very clear, his or her own son. This is the first one.
那第一种呢叫做 Asharaja， 他的意思是他自己的儿子或女儿。
Then two, we call Kataraja, that kind of.
那第二种呢是 Kitaja， 它就是那些孩子呢，儿子或女儿可以在，比方在天界或是在人界找到的儿子。比方说在他们的土地，他们地方，或是在海里，就在他们的地方，他们在他们的周围找到的孩子，就是他们的孩子。
In the world, one Deva Buddha, one small Deva, maybe the new Deva, idea made to one nation, for example, then that deva belongs to the nation. So the one will be his father, or his mother. Mm-hmm.
比方说在天界，比方说有一个新的天神他化身了，然后他化身的时候呢，他是出现在一个天人的皇宫旁边，那我们就可以说这个新的天人呢，他是属于这个皇宫的，那他是这皇宫里面呢，就会是他的父亲或是他的母亲，那他这个新的天人呢，是他们的孩子。
Now, that one, and you are here.Jadi semua ibu sah, dia nak katakan sah. Ada orang kami di sana.
那第三种呢是 Andewasika， 他就是一个徒弟或一个弟子。比方说，如果你是一个老师的话呢，那你就有这样子，你就有弟子。
Now, for example, I have already many new recruits or new salary, and become their parameter.
就是说呢，现在呢，他已经剃度了很多的新的比丘，还有尼师们。那尊者说，他自然就是他们的父亲了。尊者说呢，有时候他的弟子他们的父母来呢，尊者就会跟他们说，你们不可以把他们带回去，因为呢现在他们是我的孩子了。那第四种呢是 Vinaka， 他就是养子。那在这部经这个记诵里面讲的呢，他讲的是自己的儿子，他不是第二种或是第三种或是第四种。
So in brief, if we can love all other living beings like our own son or our own brother, then we have successful metta.
我就是说呢，简单的来讲，如果说我们可以爱所有的众生，就如我们爱自己的儿子或女儿的话呢，那我们可以说我们的慈心是成功的。那尊者今天就讲到这里，现在是问答环节。No, too good, Andy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sometimes it changes, yeah.I think her question is about the Buddha and the Sambhavesi. About.
Okay.
So I think it's the first moment and the second first moment classified differently.
Okay, so that means according to the Vipassana concept of mind, we have to consider the one, sure. So do you understand the one, we have to understand the one first. Okay.
尊者说你问的这个问题呢，其实它是关系到这个觉身心的。他说如果要明白这个分类的话，一定要懂得阿毗达摩的知识。 No. Can turn the turn the laptop.
Okay, now. Hello, right on, right? Okay, the first part we have to know about the death moment. Do you want to use this one? Maybe put foreign rock, not very easy to write down. Can you see? Put more? Can you see? Can you see? This is a bit of a mess. Okay, should be right at that moment. So at that moment, we have every Sunday we found the Lord.
Actually, it comes out. 只看到一般的版而已。
In this moment, we call Sambhuti. In this moment, we call Buddha. Okay? So again, Matcha Pon Devendi. Again, Sudhi Alati, this is Buddha Lama. This is the red light already, right? This is Sambhuti, Sambhuti. Wanda, Buddha. Okay? So only one more moment. Okay? Yeah. I think we
have just one mind movement, Bande.
Yes, correct.
After one, Bande, Bande, after that, the Bhavanga. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. 尊者的解释就是说, 比方这个是从母胎, 我们讲人类就好, 第一个是, 出地是死亡心, 然后呢, 出地过后, 出地是过去式, 然后接下去就是, 下一个, 现在，这个 OK， 我们讲一个是过去式，主体过后就是法蒂三地，就是结身心，就是下一次了。然后一个结身心过后呢，就是有分心。所以呢，在结身心的时候呢，那个叫做三宝维系；在那个有分心法王嘎那边呢，我们叫做布达。
Why do you have to specify
specific location, you know, like Eastern Tantra, Southern Tantra.
Why do we have to do?
We have to do individual, yeah, direction.
I see. So, that means if we just do all the directions at once, right? That's not very powerful. So we just check our life to only one direction, more powerful. So just you have to expand your life to one direction. Then maybe you can all the unions can move another direction. I can learn all the same direction one after another. After everything, all the same direction. And then we do again overall. 10 at once.
Okay. I usually do that every day, you know, even I fill up water or something.
Okay.
Okay. OK， 他的问题是为什么我们上多起心呢？要以一个方向来上多起心。那尊者说呢，如果说我们一次过上多起心给所有的众生、所有的方向的话呢，我们的心的力量不够。所以首先呢，我们先要以我们的这个智慧的光呢，我们要扩到一个方向。然后扩了这个方向呢，扩到这个方向呢，我们才散播慈心。然后一个方向，我们这样子散播慈心。散播完十个方向过后呢，我们再一次过散播慈心给所有的方向，这样子，
so,
这样子才有意思。嗯。
10 and
28, with 11 kindness. Is anyone who can have a hook at all? No? I think the one who can have a hook at all?
No? I think the one who can have a hook at all? No? Okay, then.
Can I ask Sunday?
Okay,
Maybe if let's say a meditator they haven't got any jhana, so how can they practice this 528 ways? Because they need to have the light of wisdom before they can see that radiate sky in all directions.
Sure.
All 10 directions.
So that means without jhana is almost impossible.
Oh, 我的问题是，如果一个人他没有禅定的话，他怎么能够以这个528种方式散播慈心？比方说，他需要有那个智慧之光，然后他再散播慈心，每一个方向这样子散播慈心。那尊者说，如果没有禅定的话，可能他所修的慈心是肤浅的。如果当一个禅修者，比方说他已经有进行定，他进行定的时候，他也有很亮的光的话呢，那可能他可以修这个528种禅道这个慈心的方式。
嗯 okay.
他的问题是什么是四生的众生，应该是这样哦。他甚至说，比方说蚊子它也是四生的众生，因为刚开始的时候他们是从小虫开始，然后变成蚊子的，所以他说有很多众生是四生的。好像说那个米，如果他们是已经吃了，在那个时候呢，那也是有会有虫子从那里长出来的。
Okay, Any other question?
Sunday. Sunday, you have mentioned that the successful metta must be radiated to all beings. It's just like your son or daughter.
Yeah.
So for someone that is single, like something like you,
mm-hmm.
you never married before. Of
yeah.
course, you have no son, you have no daughter.
Uh-huh.
You know, how do you have the feeling that would you have the love to the son and daughter when you radiate metta?
Metta is the so just metaphor. The
metaphor
is to break down the barrier.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, very right. So then as we love ourselves or India,
yes.
although we love our children, we don't love as ourselves, right?
Yes.
That's right. If we can love all other beings as we love ourselves, we can really accept the heart to make break it down the barrier.
Okay. Okay.
真没有孩子的话，他们怎么感受得到？ 就是有一个单一个儿子的那种那种私心，那尊者说，其实这个修法呢是为了要破除界限。比方说，我们是很爱自己的，就算是我们的孩子都不如我们爱自己，就是说我们非常爱自己，我们爱孩子的心都不如我们爱自己。所以呢，如果我们可以以爱自己的心呢去爱其他众生，这样子也是可以破除界限的。
Can you please explain more, elaborate more about when you actually practice metta?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if we actually taking one of the Sadhujis, let's say,
mm-hmm.
actually Sadhuji appeared in my mind,
mm-hmm.
and I can actually see Sadhuji's face, you know, brighter and brighter, happy, laughing,
mm-hmm.
and when but later on the Sadhuji's face is it's less and less, but because it's so brighter,
mm-hmm.
it's so bright and bright, and later on the base is gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's only bright again.
Mm-hmm.
Is this success or is it fail?
Okay,
his meaning, because I didn't hear too clearly,
mm-hmm.
about like he sent metta to Zero, then Zero in his mind,
mm-hmm.
and then he sees Zero's face very bright and happy. And then slowly the face become less and less because the light become brighter and brighter.
Yeah.
So how to actually is it successful or not? Oh, okay. 他的意思呢是说，比方说他的请尊者在讲多一点如何散播慈心，因为当他散播慈心，比方说散播给高禅师的话呢，他先一起禅师，在他心里看到禅师，然后呢，高禅师的脸很亮很快乐。 当他散播慈心的时候呢，禅师的脸越来越不清楚，因为呢光变得越来越亮。那这样子，他的慈心是不是成功的
？Okay, now the explanation. The object of metta is living being, not the person.
Oh.
Okay.
Based
on the line.
他的答案呢是，慈心的他的那个所缘，他的目标呢是众生，而不是那个光。
So then, if we just follow the line, then we cannot see any living being. We cannot see something good, nothing bad.
嗯。啊，如果说呢，我们跟着那个光的话呢，我们就再也看不到那个众生，那我们就不可以说是我们的慈心是成功的。
So Dante, you mentioned that without jhana, it's very difficult, it would be very superficial metta.
Mm-hmm.
So for someone that does not have very yet either jhana or strong concentration of the mind,
mm-hmm.
What do you suggest, and is it still good to still practice metta? While you try to cultivate more concentration.
Okay, so if we have habits of religion and activities, we can overcome anger, fear, hatred, something like that. See a habit, beneficial, and do that as well. Okay?
And then what's the, I can't really hear the question.
Okay, so
without
the question is, if someone does not attain any jhana, can they practice metta?
哦，OK。哦，他的问题是，如果一个人他没有禅定的话，他能不能够在修这个慈心？如果能够的话，应该怎样修？那尊者说，这个如果你有一个你有习惯修习这个三波慈心的话呢，至少呢你能够去除你的恐惧或是去除你的嗔恨心。所以呢，它也是有益处，它也是有效的。Mandy, can I ask the question? Yeah. Mandy, for example, when one practices the Buddha Nusati, beginning they will visualize the Buddha's picture, and then they will recollect the Buddha's quality. Mm-hmm. For metta, it's also they in the beginning they will visualize they will take the living being object, and then after that they will send the metta by using the four formulas. So which one become actually the object of the metta? Like the
thing.
Yeah.
The living being will be the object of metta. But now the vision, right? Vision.
Yeah.
Vision also.
Vision.
Just all mental. For that, we are going to practice vision. We got to know the vision. We got to know and out and we got to know mentally and outside, right? Similarly,
yes.
We have to have the vision in our mind.
Then we
have to visualize the image. Two different
things
at the same time.
Yes, two different things at the same time. Yeah. So, 我的问题是，比方说一个人他修佛学念的时候，首先他要忆起一个佛像，然后呢，他在忆念佛陀的功德。同样的，比方他说他修慈心的时候，首先他一定要忆起一个众生的影像，然后他再以四种方式散播慈心给众生。那到底哪一个是这个慈心的目标？那尊者说呢，修慈心呢，它是它的目标呢是众生，然后呢再加上你以那个方式祝福众生，所以是两个。就很像你修入出即念的时候，你是专注在入即出即，但那个时候呢，你也注意它是入即出即这样子，所以是两个一起的。
First
one is about coconut juice, right? Offering the coconut juice in the afternoon. Okay. Then the second question is the difference between the pithi and sukha. 第一个是能不能在 后五呢供养这个椰子椰子。尊者说这个是不如法的，就是说佛陀不允许后五喝椰子汁，因为这个是不是帕奥的戒律，是佛陀所定的戒律。那第二个问题呢，喜跟乐滴滴苏嘎他们有什么不同？那尊者说呢，比方说你刚刚从行程回来，你很疲倦，那在远方你看到你看到远方有一个湖，那个时候呢，你看到的时候，你心里很喜悦，那个是叫做喜，是滴滴。那如果你走到那个湖那边，你在那边洗澡的话呢，你享受那个湖的水的话，那个是叫做乐，那个叫苏嘎。
Gracias.